This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are at the Visionary Annual Conference 2025 here with Amy Pearman from Visionary. And this year they have included even more elements in the programme and accessibility and inclusivity measures to make sure that people have as calm and positive a conference experience as possible. So Amy, can you talk us through some of the things you've put in place this year?
Yeah, hi Amelia. So as previous years, our delegate pack, we've gone paperless because there's so much information. So we do an online delegate pack and we've made that available in a variety of formats. We've done large print, plain print. We've also got accessible PDFs in both of those versions. And then we've also got an e-braille version that people can download. We've also had some braille versions printed as well, which were posted out 2 weeks before, so that people had those in advance. And then Blind Ambition also sponsored a audio delegate pack, which was recorded by Galloway's, the team at Galloway's in the Northwest. So they were able to prepare that. And again, that was sent out 2 weeks in advance to give people time to read it in chapters, because as I say, there's so much information in there. So that's really been well received, and it just gives people the choice to download it in their preferred formats. And then around the venue, during the event, there's a QR code that people can scan to access that delegate pack as well, so they can then access it on their mobile devices while they're here, rather than having to print it off. So we like to think that we've made it accessible for people, but also not having lots of printouts and paper that people perhaps don't want.
Absolutely. And one other thing you do that kind of avoids needing physical business cards is sharing emails, so that if people connect with other people here and they can know who's coming along in advance, they have a way to have that contact information ready, not have to worry about writing it down, not have to worry about being given a business card that they can't access.
Yes. And I mean, we're a tiny team at Visionary and we know everybody that's here, and which is so lovely, because we obviously we're in contact with everybody all year. So to have everybody here, or a number of the members represented here, we are able to do those introductions as well. So we do get people in advance that will contact us and say, can you introduce me to, and then if we have time, then we do try and make that introduction for them. And then we've got on our name badges, we've included Navilens codes, so that's if people scan the code, it will read out the name and organisation that they're from. We're at Conference Aston in Birmingham, and as you wander around the venue, there is Navilens codes everywhere. So on all the public areas, every exit and entry, we've got a code that so people can use that to navigate their way around the building as well.
And this is a venue you've used before, and part of the reason is there's lots of green spaces for people to head into if they're feeling a bit overstimulated, but also guide dogs have lots of different options to relieve themselves that aren't kind of taking people out of the action too far away. So what are some of the things that you think make this venue really great for gathering people from the sector?
So what you've said, a lot of it there around welcoming guide dogs. I mean, we haven't asked them to put any dog bowls out, but every conference room has got multiple bowls in for the dogs. So they're kind of made to feel as welcome as the delegates, actually, which is just really lovely. And like you say, there is a courtyard area in the centre, and then there's a grass area outside, because we're on the university campus, so there is some green space for people to go. And our delegates can enjoy that as well. So My Vision Oxfordshire have kindly organised a walk early tomorrow morning for those that want to get up at, I think it's very early, and they're going to go for a walk around Birmingham and just take some time for some social or some quiet time, just having a walk before the second day starts. And then if people also want some more quieter time, at the same time, Torch Trust have all kindly offered to lead a time of quiet reflection. So delegates are invited to that as well. So there's really opportunity if people want to collectively enjoy some quiet time, but also we can use the on-site university prayer and quiet rooms as well. So being in this venue gives us access to that additional facility, which is really beneficial because it's very busy in the conference.
And something that's new this year, which I imagine has helped quite a few people get to grips with the space so they can focus on the networking and the workshops, and also kind of go to bed at times that suit them and arrive here at a time that suits them, is check in the day before the conference started, and also venue familiarisation tours. So what kind of difference does that make to people to have that option?
Well, the venue tours, so they are familiarisation tours. We do one the night before and one the morning of the of the first day of the conference, and people do value them because the conference takes place over two floors and then the bedrooms are on further floors. So finding your way around those different floors and the rooms that you require can be difficult if you've not been before. We've got lots of volunteers with us this year. So the visionary team, from the visionary team, there's three of us here, and then we've got another six volunteers from partner and supporting organisations and member organisations, which is just brilliant. So there's somebody around all the time to be able to guide people and direct people. But the familiarisation tours, one, they get, people get a chance to, as you say, familiarise themselves with the building, remember where everything is. They've got all their workshops in advance, so, and workshop rooms. So we share that in advance, so when they're doing that tour, they know what rooms to be kind of looking out for and where they are. And, but they also get to meet other delegates. So last night, a couple of people went on the tour that were on their own, so then they got talking to other delegates, and so it kind of breaks that ice if you're new to the conference as well. It gives you the opportunity to meet people.
And finally, for smaller sight loss organisations or organisations that are organising smaller events than this that want to bring some of these measures in or just take extra steps to make sure that people feel included, what, from your learning after doing this and bringing these steps in, what do you think is one good place to start?
So right from when people book, we're asking them what are their communication preferences, what are their accessibility requirements. So right from the moment they book, we're starting to build that understanding of what the delegates that will be with us will need and how we can support them. And then we use that information to start shaping what we offer at the conference. And, you know, the familiarisation tours might not have worked, but we tried it and they did. So, you know, it's good to try it and see how it goes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Amy Pearman, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Amelia.